Welcome back to today's emission at Trent Radio. I'm James Cullingham. If you're listening on the radio, we're at 92.7 FM in Nogajiwinong, Peterborough, Ontario, Canada, planet Earth. If you're elsewhere in the known universe, on the intergalactic interweave or internet, we'll be on trentradio.ca. I am very honored and pleased to be joined by Rob Viscardis, a very accomplished and fine local filmmaker whose latest work will be showing at Reframe Film Festival between January 25th and February 4th. Rob, howdy.
Hey, James. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, Kirby's House. How would you introduce Kirby's House to your prospective audience?
Well, Kirby is a 49-year-old man who has an intellectual disability, and he lives on his own with help from his neighbors and a sort of unique support network. Yeah, he's got a real great kind of community around him that enables him to live in his own home. And so the film kind of follows him and shows a sort of slice of his life.
Now, that home is in Pembroke, Ontario. The story of this particular individual, Kirby, and the people supporting him living on his own is just under 20 minutes long, I guess, 17 to 18 minutes. So it's not a feature, but if I understand correctly, it's part of a larger project that you are engaged with.
Yeah, it's a series that's still in progress, and each film similar to this one, is going to focus on a different individual with an intellectual disability and sort of tell a story of how they're finding some success in their life by way of a particular kind of support around them in their life that is able to see their life and their skills as something valuable. And support them in having that kind of success. So, yeah.
It's a very hopeful story. Clearly, this person, Kirby, has some challenges. The everyday nature of his life and his living situation with the support he gets is very, very hopeful. Now, this film and the project of which it's part, if I understand correctly, you've been working on with your mother. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, it sort of came out of her just talking to me about a need for people to support my sister. My sister has an intellectual disability, and she lives a life very similar to Kirby's in a way, where she lives on her own and she gets support from support workers and friends and family. But my mom has, for years and years and years, struggled to find people to provide that kind of support. And so she sort of had this desire to help people realize the potential for people with intellectual disabilities, that they don't just have to settle for the kind of support that's typically out there. So yeah, she wanted to create, so we wrote a grant and got a foundation grant to create these films to kind of help spread awareness for this kind of, to spread this mentality that of this way to support people with intellectual disabilities.
Now, please name that organization if you can. And also, one of the things that comes through, particularly in the story about Kirby, is that it's very, very difficult for people who don't have support, who have similar challenges, to be able to live at home because of the nature of the economy and availability and price of housing in 2024. How does all that come together, and why does the organization that's supporting you support you?
Yeah, it's the Comart Foundation, it's called. And they support the project because they really believe in community building. And really at its core, this is kind of what this film's all about, and our project is all about, is sort of this philosophy around community support and believing that everyone has equal and valuable contributions and qualities, and that that's what should be focused on, and people shouldn't be kind of cast aside for whatever reason, right? So yeah, as far as the housing thing, Kirby in this film, he's they got their house, or his house, 20 years ago, I think. So then it was a little bit easier to get a house, and it was an inexpensive area and everything. And obviously, it's much more challenging now. So there are tons of barriers and challenges out there that people are and will continue to be facing, no matter who they are. But we just wanted to tell a story that shows, like you say, some hope. And partly that's just because you don't see those kinds of stories very much. Lots of stories around people with disabilities are kind of, they kind of play up the drama and the trauma of disability, and like just try the story of overcoming the disability. But we wanted to do it in a way that didn't do that, because a disability isn't something that needs to be overcome. It's just part of who somebody is. So, yeah.
Well, I think it's quite lovely, and I admire what you and your mom and others are up to in this film and in this series. How will people see it at Reframe?
I believe it will be in person. I'm not sure of the date yet. And available online as well. So, yeah, if you're in Peterborough, come see it live. That'd be great to have you in the audience. And otherwise, it's available across country for the week or so that the festival's online.
So it's great that it's going to be available both ways. Given that I just spoke to Kate Duick a few days ago and broadcast an interview with her, I do understand now that the in-person screening start with a grand opening on January 25th. Then there's a program the 26th, 27th, and 28th. And at 12 a.m. on the 29th of January until February 4th, films like Kirby's Story will be streaming throughout Canada. So, not just by all means, folks, if you can go in person to see Rob's film, Kirby's House, do so in person, but it's also streaming anywhere you might be in Canada, along with many other parts of the Reframe Film Festival program. What finally, Rob, for you're based here and you've managed to make a living for some time now as an independent filmmaker. Chapeau, congratulations for that. What does Reframe mean to you as a local filmmaker?
Oh, it's huge for me. I had my first film in Reframe in 2016, and that was after spending a couple of years making a documentary about the Weber brothers. And that was just such a humbling and just incredible experience, having a premiere to a full room of the standing ovation that I probably didn't deserve, but like, it just was so
Yes, you
inspiring.
did.
It was so inspiring. And yeah, and then since then, I think I've had at least one film in the festival every year. And so it's just a huge part of my sort of career and inspiration. And just by being able to show films there, but also just going to see all the films there. That's it's always really such a great program, and yeah, so it's huge for me, and I promote it as much as I can. Yeah.
All right. Well, Rob Viscardis, thank you very much. Kirby's House will be part of the Reframe Film Festival program beginning on January 25th and wrapping up online on February 4th. Good luck, Mr. Viscardis. Thanks, Rob. Take care, man.
Thank you so much. Take care, James.